From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Monday, September 10th, 2018. And on this day, Maine lobster dealers are feeling the pain of Chinese tariffs on U.S. lobster, with exports down nearly 30%. We'll hear from one dealer in Arundel. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Norway Savings, supporting the colorful vision of Maine's business owners. Live your life in color. NorwaySavings.bank.
The four candidates for governor are in Lewiston tonight for an hour-long forum at the Ramada Inn. Steve Missler's covering the event tonight, and he says it marks the first time that all four candidates will debate one another on the same stage.
So we should get a good first look at how they plan to interact with one another. A lot of the people will be watching the interplay between Democratic Attorney General Janet Mills and Republican Sean Moody, because polls show that those two are deadlocked in the race. But the forum will also be an opportunity for the two independents, Alan Caron and Terry Hayes, to elevate their profile. So far, neither of them has been able to register much support, and both are polling in the single digits. But those same polls also show that a fair number of Maine voters are undecided, and so tonight's forum could be a real chance for the independents to get on the public's radar.
And we'll have more from the debate tomorrow morning on Morning Edition. Governor Paul LePage says he will allow a massive tax bill that conforms to some federal tax policy changes to become law, but without his signature. He says his objection is based on the fact that the bill does not eliminate the estate tax.
To me, that's an insult. If you're successful, why do you punish people, particularly in their golden years? And so I'm not going to veto it, but I certainly can't put my pen to it.
The measure reduces income taxes by just over $22 million. It provides for a smaller corporate tax cut than LePage wanted, but includes an expanded property tax credit and a new family and medical leave credit. It will also relieve some business owners from having to keep two sets of books because of differences in state and federal law. Months after new tariffs on sales of live lobsters from the U.S. to China took effect, exports are down nearly 30%, and Maine lobster dealers are feeling the effects. Some are laying off workers, others are scrambling to find new markets. Stephanie Netto is the president of the lobster company based in Arundel. She says she's lost a third of her business to China. That's about $10 million a year.
Well, it means I had to get rid of about 25 or 30% of my staff. We will not be profitable this year. We're hoping we can wait out the trade war. I don't know if that's possible, because no one knows how long it'll go on. I mean, I've focused my business on China, and for about the last 8 years, 9 years, that's been, you know, the majority of my business. You know, people are like, well, can't you just go sell your lobster someplace else? And it's like, well, no, I can't really go sell my lobster someplace else, because could you please point me in the direction of a country with 1.3 billion people that eats a lot of live seafood? I don't know another one.
Why did you decide to focus on China in the first place?
I'd always kind of specialized in Asia, and I'd first gone to China in 1997, I believe, was the first Chinese seafood show, and it really took 10 years until they started to buy lobsters. I'm kind of a middleman lobster dealer, so I have to kind of go farther away with my lobsters and take a little bit more risk to get the sales.
Given the loss that this does represent for your business, what are you doing to try to counteract it? And is that leading to tensions among lobster dealers?
There's only so many people that buy live lobsters. And since a substantial portion of the Maine lobster catch was going to China, the only way you can really get more business is by taking it away from another lobster dealer. And the only way you do that is by lowering the price of being cheaper than another lobster dealer. So it's a zero-sum gain, right? I'm not doing anything. I'm just kind of sitting here waiting it out.
And are these tariffs impacting lobstermen at all?
Not really, because most of the lobsters seem to be getting bought by Canadians. I heard a trade figure that the exports from Maine to Canada were up 87% this year, which means they're taking lobsters that I would normally buy and maybe sell to Chinese people, and they're selling them to Chinese people. So the fishermen aren't really being impacted by this.
And that's happening because Canadians don't have a tariff.
Correct.
The Maine congressional delegation has talked a lot about the work that they're doing on lobster dealers' behalf. What do you see coming out of that in practical terms for your business?
I mean, I don't see that there's anything that they can do in a practical sense to help us. The only thing that's going to help us is to get rid of the trade war, and the current administration seems to have little to no interest in doing this. In fact, they seem to be wanting to step it up a notch.
If you could talk to the Trump administration right now, what would you ask of them to improve your situation?
You know, there's nothing they can do except stop the trade war. What is the intended result? What would be a win for the Trump administration? Does someone know? Is anybody negotiating this? I mean, from what I understand, there are no negotiations taking place. Nothing scheduled, right? It's just I have to sit here and wait.
If this does continue, what do you anticipate for yourself and for your industry?
Either we all have to move to Canada, which there are many moves being made in that respect, or go out of business. There really isn't another option for us. Someone just tilted the playing field to the Canadians, and I don't think that was the intended result.
All right. Stephanie Netto is president of the Lobster Company. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Thank you, Nora. It was great.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Monday, September 10th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and to our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.